Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. It's my hope and prayer that you had a great Memorial Day weekend, and if you were able to have time off, that it was restful. If you had to work, that hopefully you'll be able to get some time off to rest and reflect on the reason for the Memorial Day weekend. But throughout this week, our morning broadcast is going to be about remembering. And the overall theme is remembering to do good. But God continually throughout His Word gives us reminders because He knows how forgetful we are. And He creates memorials and various things so that His people, those that would draw near to Him, would have a variety of reminders of what He has done, of what He will do, of who He is. And throughout even the New Testament writings, there are various things and that we're told to remember. And today we're going to focus in on remembering the poor. And Galatians 2, verse 10, says, "All they asked was that we should continue to remember the poor, the very thing I was eager to do." I think sometimes we get caught up in what that means and who that is. We generally think of the poor as those with no money or those with not enough money. And while that is one aspect of being poor, and we ought to remember those in the context Paul's writing, and he's talking about the request that the believers remember to help the poor. It's not simply remember they exist, but to remember them in their prayers, remember them in their giving, remember them in their helpfulness. And specifically, throughout much of Paul's writings, the great accumulation, the great concentration of the poor were those who, well, were still living in Jerusalem, that were being oppressed greatly because of their faith. And so Paul would often, as he traveled from place to place and as he proclaimed the good news of Jesus, as people came to Christ, he would be involved in taking up a collection of money for the saints in Jerusalem, for those who had nowhere to go and had no way to live. And so remembering the poor is about helping those who are physically, financially impoverished, who have needs that they're unable to meet on their own. Now, Paul does write throughout, as he writes the letters to the churches, about being careful that we define that in a way that is not enabling people to not care for themselves. And so it's something that we use discernment and wisdom in, but that we remember that they exist and that they need help, and that we're called by God to help them. But I believe there's another element of remembering the poor that this verse isn't really talking about, but it's spread throughout Scripture. In fact, Jesus referred to it in the Beatitudes as he said, "Blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for they shall receive the kingdom of God," I believe is how it ends. But to remember those that are spiritually poor, that recognize that they have great needs spiritually, because when we recognize we have a great need spiritually, we seek to fill it, and it's Jesus that has the ability to fill it in our life. So we remember those who are spiritually poor when we share according to their need, which is the good news of Jesus. And there are many times where those two areas of poverty collide, and we get the privilege of sharing help in both spiritual and physical ways. And in reality, sharing help in one without the other doesn't accomplish nearly what it ought to. The Bible tells us that if we see a person in need and we have the ability to help, and yet we say, come back tomorrow, we've sinned, we failed them. There are various elements in that. It does recognize that sometimes we see a need and we don't have the ability to help. And it may take time to find resources or direct people to resources. But he says if we tell a person to be warm and well fed and do nothing about caring for their needs, our faith is dead. James writes and tells us that. And so we remember the poor when we remember the spiritual needs, we remember the physical needs, we remember the emotional needs. One of the greatest things that we can do is to go through life confident of God's love for us, but deliberately sharing that love, deliberately telling people and letting them know, not just with our words, but with our actions, that God loves them. There are people that we are surrounded with, and perhaps you might even be one of them, that doubts that anyone loves them. And if the people that know me here on earth can't love me, how can a God that I can't see love me? And so we live life remembering those who are emotionally poor, those who, through circumstances and events in their life, have been filled with doubt regarding the love of anyone. And so we continually convey the good news God is love, that we know what love is because He first loved us. And so we remember the poor and we help. We help according to their need, not according to what we want to do, but according to what God wants us to do. We remember the poor when we choose not to put blinders on, when we choose not to close our eyes and ears to the cries of the poor, but when we choose to help, when we choose to spend the time to understand, when we choose to do what is right. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to represent Jesus in ways that, well, in ways that are not forgetful, but in ways which remember. Father, part of your instructions to us and throughout your word is that we remember the poor. Not simply remembering they exist, but remembering they have value. Remembering they are loved by you. Remembering to help. And so, God, I pray today that you would give us great wisdom in how we view those who live in poverty. Give us great wisdom in how to help in ways that lift them rather than enable them. Father, may we consider the poverty that we have lived in, regardless of what that has looked like, and may we understand how you have helped us. Whether it's been a financial poverty, a spiritual poverty, an emotional poverty, or some other type of lack in our life, we've realized that we can come to you and have those needs filled in ways that we never imagined. So God, as we recall how you have filled our needs, may we recognize that you can use us to fill and meet the needs of those in poverty, even if what we're doing isn't what they think they need, even if it isn't what they really want, but that it would be bigger and better and more useful than what they might be thinking. And so God, help us to be generous. Help us to provide ways and means that people can help themselves. Father, help us to share the love of Jesus with those who feel unloved. Help us to share the good news of Jesus with those who are spiritually lost. God, help us to live in such a way that our remembering of the poor is motivation for us to act. Give us wisdom in what we do have, that we would understand more fully whether we really have the need or the ability to help now, or whether we need to recruit others to help. Father, give us a greater understanding of the means that we have and how to apply that in the way that we share with others, in the way that we remember, in the way that we help. Father, in the midst of this, may all of that remembering of the poor be done not to make us feel good, not even specifically to make them feel good, but to make Jesus known. And Father, in this remembering, may we lift up Jesus so that as we lift him up, many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.